somehow pending the outcome of that investigation.
There's really two separate questions in your question, Mr. Commissioner. This is Brian Brown for the record. First of all, the sheriff had to act based upon their investigation. And while there's been no final determination, they've made their initial determination that sufficient grounds under the statute, specifically 5.04.110A, items 2 and 3, that in their belief, the commission or permitting or causing the commission of any act in the operation of the business which act is made unlawful or is prohibited by ordinance, rule, or law of Story County or state or federal government. Or in addition, any type of fraudulent practices, misrepresentations in their operation of the business or concealment of misreputation in procuring the license. Ultimately, the decision is up to this board of whether or not the license is continued to be suspended and to institute potential actions under the following subsection B. If you choose to do that, what will happen at that point is that the staff will be required to initiate a formal complaint outlining all the actions that violates the statute and supports a suspension, revocation, or cancellation. Thereafter, within 10 days, the license holder must submit a written answer to the clerk under oath as to all of those specific allegations. The board is then to present a set a date with a hearing on that matter. And in preparation for that matter, the board has the ability for the parties to issue subpoenas, to compel people's presence, and to order them to testify under oath at that subsequent licensing hearing. Thereafter, at the conclusion of that, the board would have up to 15 days after the conclusion of the evidence to put to make their decision on the record. Hopefully, I'm answering your question, Mr. Commissioner, but the sheriff has the ability, based upon the factual determination of their investigation, even though it might be pending, they determined that it was circumstances exist to go ahead and immediately suspend it. And your role here today is to decide whether or not that decision was arbitrary, capricious, and whether you want to continue the suspension and direct the filing of a notice for potential revocation.
And I think legally, you might hear this, Mr. Commissioner, that you wondered if there was evidence that needed to be presented at this particular hearing, or that the board could rely on the information that was submitted in the packet. Was that one of your questions?
No. More specifically, I was more curious, trying to understand if just the presence of an investigation is grounds for revocation, any of this stuff going forward, or if it's dependent on the actual facts. And it sounds like there's a process to introduce the facts and go through to really look at it if that's on the table.
Correct. Does Mr. Brown, do you agree with that assessment on the information that we're giving at this particular hearing today?
That's correct. With this supported documentation, the board can make a decision. But as counsel pointed out, if the board would like to hear more information from the investigative officer and from the applicant on actual facts, they can certainly do that at this hearing. They're not precluded from it. But the decision that they would make today would invoke that next proceeding that would allow for a full hearing with subpoenaed witnesses to be presented to the board.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't want to make it a bigger deal than it has to be, but just gentlemen, to let you know where I'm at, I'm not leaning towards the a finding that the actions of the sheriff's office was out of line. For me, if there's substance to this, I'm certainly open to hearing things in this meeting. But it seems like the process is outlined quite well for presenting all the information so that we can consider it in a timely fashion if we're going to consider any further action beyond that. And in my mind, what that leaves is the question, Mr. Blute is suggesting that we reinstate the license in the interim while investigations happen and that process works. And so that is the, I guess, the bigger question. If we decide that we want to go to a full hearing and that whole process, then in the interim, do we reinstate the license or do we continue the suspension?
So maybe a question would be, how long is this process? If we were going to, because obviously, I think I speak for myself, obviously if there's an issue, we want to get it rectified, get these people back in business, and generate revenue for the business owner and the county. If we move forward today and say, because again, I think the basic question is, you guys did your homework, legal counsel says you guys did your homework, and you guys have the right to revoke the license, right?
Suspend
the license. You know, we are basically here telling you, yep, you guys were in the right doing so. I'm definitely not an attorney, so I'm gonna take your advice that everything was followed to the T, and I know you've been doing this quite a while, so I assume you understand the process. If we move forward today supporting the revocation of the license.
Suspension.
What's the next step? Is this a 30-day thing? Are we gonna meet back here in 10 days? Maybe a couple months?
Mr. Brown, can you respond to that?
Sure. Under the county code, Mr. Chairman, the first action that will take place is that staff will need to file, create and serve a written complaint. The code does not tell us what time frame is reasonable under that, but they should be able to file that complaint within the next 7 days. Thereafter, the license holder would have up to, he doesn't have to wait that long, but they would have 10 days in which to file a written response. You could control the ultimate date that this would be heard by picking a date for the hearing at this meeting, assuming that a complaint was filed and a answer was filed. You could set the date for the hearing and the parties would have that date to work towards. There is no outline in the county code as to when or how prompt that hearing must occur. The only guidance in the code is that after the hearing, a decision must be rendered within 15 days of that hearing. Nothing would preclude you from rendering a decision at the hearing, but that's the outside time period.
Okay, thank you for that opinion, Mr. Brown.
And my understanding is the next question, if they determined in today's hearing that the suspension is not arbitrary and capricious, my understanding is, can they during this time period, waiting for the next hearing to take place, can they allow the applicant to continue with their business during this time period, or is it suspended during this time period? Was that a legal question that was asked? Mr. Brown, could you please address that?
Yes, the answer to that, it would be within the discretion of the board. The code is silent with regard to the suspension and then the implication of this hearing process. So it would be up to this board of whether or not they wanted to continue the suspension that was issued by the sheriff or whether or not they want to lift the suspension pending the hearing.
And did you say lift the suspension during this period of time to go on to the next hearing?
Yes, the board would have the discretion to either continue the suspension or lift the suspension pending the hearing.
Okay. We want to give Mr. Muffetano, I don't know if he wants to say something.
Yeah. Mr. Muffetano, I know you're here. Is there any comments you'd like to make at this time, sir?
I'm kind of limited as to what I can respond to.
Do you mind, either way, you mind coming up here? Just to say that, sorry. Just so it's on record. We did beef up our sound system, but not that well.
I'm kind of limited as to how I can...
Sorry, Vince Malfitano for the record.
Yeah, Vince Malfitano, owner of the Delta and the Bonanza. Kind of limited as to how I can respond to some of these things because council is now engaged.
Right.
If you want to ask specific questions, I'll try to answer.
Okay. I don't know. Do you have any questions, Commissioner Gilman, at this point?
I have no questions.
Okay. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I think this is certainly something that would have to, there would have to be agreement from the board, but if the board was of a mind to reinstate the business license while whatever process happens, I would imagine that there may be some feeling that that would involve payment of license fees and coming current on those kind of things. Is that something that's within the realm of possibility?
I'll go pay the fees right after this hearing.
Okay. And is that, is that what you prefer? If it were up to you getting the license active again while whatever process happens, is that a better situation from your perspective than having it stay suspended?
I would agree. It's a better situation for the employees that have been put on the sidelines. There's 10 employees that are out of work because of the action. I'm not opposed to having whatever investigations move forward. Everybody has the right to do that within their own authority. I'm not rebuffing that at all. I would actually welcome that. But this is not the, I don't believe, and Mr. Blue can correct me, I don't know that this is the correct venue for me to make a case. But yeah, absolutely. If the commission would consider lifting the revocation and the suspension so that people can get back to work pending any hearings, that would be the best for the staff. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'd like to present some rebuttal for that.
Please comments, if I might.
Please.
So the sheriff's office issued the temporary suspension based upon the investigation conducted by Deputy Willett. That investigation revealed that Mr. Malfitano has violated a large number of employment and labor law issues, liquor sales issues, and tax issues. So it's not just a matter of whether he'll pay the fees. The question is whether his continued operation of his business in the interim is in the best interest of the public or not. Now, we know that Mr. Malfitano, from the investigation was conducted by Deputy Willett, that Mr. Malfitano does not use required forms in hiring employees, people he refers to as employees and staff, such as I-9s and W-4s. He does not provide W-2s to his employees. He issues NSF checks to his employees, and he does not withhold payroll taxes, unemployment, or workman's comp fees by claiming that what he's described today as employees and staff, he identifies them as independent contractors, despite the fact that they are working at the place. They don't have separate, there's no indication of separate ability to come and go as they please, to use their own tools as they might please. They're subject to the requirements of Mr. Malfitano. That is not, I don't think that treatment of employees and those violation of labor laws is in the interest of the public. He has violated the liquor requirements in that he's required to purchase his alcohol that he's going to sell at retail from licensed wholesale dealers. That's not happening. What's happening is he's buying his alcohol from Sam's Club and from Costco, and then he's refilling empty branded bottles with the alcohol he bought from these entities, which are not licensed wholesale dealers. He is behind on his property taxes. So I just don't think that allowing him to resume operations is in the best interest of the public at this point. And so we would oppose anything that would allow him to continue back into business.
Okay. So just to clarify, if we support the sheriff's office decision today, is anything going to automatically move forward, or does Mr. Malfitano have to request that this moves forward? I mean, could he essentially just walk away and say, I'm done? Or is this investigation going to continue moving forward regardless?
Well, the investigations that are referred to are in addition to Deputy Willits. There's investigations being conducted by the State Department of Taxation regarding the liquor issues. There's investigations being conducted by the IRS in light of the issues regarding failure to withhold taxes and pay the fees that are required. There's an investigation with the Labor Commissioner's office regarding his treatment of the staff and people he now describes as employees. So those investigations are ongoing. Deputy Willett has completed an investigation on behalf of the Sheriff's Office, and I think there may be more investigation to be conducted, but I think it's up to the District Attorney's Office to file a complaint for revocation of his license as soon as we can.
Okay. Mr. Malfitano, please.
In this so-called investigation, there's so much that's inaccurate and just completely false. Okay? There is no OSHA investigation going on. There is no labor board investigation going on. I have an agreement with the Department of Taxation to do a payment plan to resolve that. Understand that the Delta has been out of commission for 5 years. That is the bulk of the revenue for Virginia City Gaming. This notion, another thing in his investigation, which is, it's almost laughable. They received information from God knows where that all of my liquor distributors have ceased to do business with me, okay? And they've taken losses because of me. That's a lie. That's just unequivocally a falsehood. They go on to say that they don't want to do business with me, okay? I have been doing business with these distributors since day one. I've just submitted to the Labor Board investigator 128 receipts of all the liquor purchased. So to say that, to come before a board and actually lie, that's, you know, we have to take that into consideration. There's no IRS investigation going on that I'm aware of. And certainly if the IRS investigates you, they're going to let you know they're investigating you, just like all the other boards. I have no investigation going on with Pete or the fire department that I'm aware of. The only thing, the last time I had a meeting with Pete, who's a pretty nice guy, I thought, until he showed up one day at the Delta, okay, and said, a deputy sheriff came by your building last weekend, and there is far too many people in there. So we're going to have to lower your occupancy capacity. That's not the good part. The good part is Pete said, by the way, I think we've got to shut you down because we don't have any record of a certificate of occupancy. And I said, Pete, that can't be. He says, no, Doc, we can't find it. We can't find that we've issued this certificate. So I let him ramble on for a while. Then I reached into my briefcase and I said, here, Pete, here's the certificate. You signed it about 6 months ago. So again, it's malicious, it's vindictive, and there should, you know, Story County is a great place to do business, but not under these circumstances when I completely get smeared for the last 8 or 9 years. And it's unfortunate, but that's the reality. When I walk out this door, I'm satanic because that's what you all have pushed. People sitting right in front of me. That's the agenda. Now, Cullen, apparently, is carrying the baton to get rid of Malfitano. Half the crap that he put in this report is simply not true, and he can't substantiate it. That's why there's no complaint. I would love to talk to the Gang of Eight that approached him. Why didn't he talk to all former employees to see if they had the same statements to make. He didn't, because it wouldn't serve him to do that. So I would caution the board. All he's done is put the county in serious legal jeopardy, because the smear campaign continues. And it's got to stop. I was here before he got here. I'll be here after he leaves. You know, it's really a sad situation that the county, unfortunately, not so much the commission, although the previous commission was amazing. Oh, and then to bring up historically that I was denied a gaming license 9 years ago, what the hell does that have to do with anything? Because based on that, the previous commission denied me a business and liquor license. The criteria for these licenses couldn't be any further apart. So what happened was, after a while, Witten came to me and said, it's been 5 or 6 years, Doc, reapply. I reapplied. That commission had two sheriff's officers' investigations where he stated on the record, this guy is good, he's wealthy, he could support these things. We find nothing. That wasn't good enough for Gilman and the other, what's his name, McBride. What they did, again, was unprecedented. What they did was, he said, let's get an independent...
So, Mr. Chairman, do we want...
private investigator. No, I think it's relevant, because it's a smear campaign.
Yeah, I just want to
And who's
ask,
good at that?
I'm just going to ask that we keep no personal attacks, please. I
None.
Get it. I
Agreed.
Just want to keep this professional.
My apologies.
It's okay.
There was a Gilman and McBride cost the taxpayers about $150,000 to do a private investigation on me, because the two investigations on the application weren't good enough for them. So they hired this guy. He investigated me for a year and a half. He talked to everybody but me. And after that, no findings. Here's your license. So I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but what's happening and that's continuing to happen is malicious, and it's putting you guys at risk. And I don't want to do that. I want to be here, and I want to employ people, and I want to enjoy the tourists that come here. You know, he told a film crew that was supposed to film this week at the Delta that they could not do that. So is he exerting property rights now? Because he has no authority to not let me have people in my building.
Yeah. So I don't want to go too far. I appreciate it.
And another thing, this year's street vibrations, you got to know as commissioners, it's in jeopardy right now. So, because I use my lot.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go that way.
Appreciate it, Mr. Malfitano. Thank you. So at this point, I'm going to go back to Mr. Malfitano's counsel. Is there anything you want to add at this point, sir?
Just to add or reiterate that the investigator was pointing out that they attached some emails. The emails don't show anything other than that he has to pay for his business.